Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford. I'd like to pick up on one of the studies which interested me at the ASCO 27 summer meeting. This is a Foxfire study led by a very good friend of mine, Professor Ricky Sharma, who spent a significant amount of time with us in Oxford and who was one of the co-PIs of the trial. Basically, it was chemotherapy-naive colorectal cancer patients with liver-only or liver-dominant hepatic metastases who were randomized to receive oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy plus or minus a biological agent if the local team considered it necessary, versus the same chemotherapy with the addition of a single treatment of yttrium 90 microbeads, which were delivered through the hepatic artery. So the idea was to internally irradiate using the yttrium 90 and see if this produced an overall survival benefit compared to chemotherapy alone. 1,100 patients were recruited over 8 years in 14 countries, so a huge effort. I mean, wonderfully well designed, beautifully put together, and as has been previously reported, we know that the addition of the yttrium 90 microbeads significantly improves progression-free survival within the liver, but not progression-free survival overall. So all of us were waiting with bated breath to see if this prolongation, this delay of tumour progression within the liver would convert into an overall survival benefit. Sadly, surprisingly even, it didn't. There was absolutely no overall survival benefit whatsoever. There was no benefit in progression-free survival from the addition of the yttrium 90. This seems surprising to me because it was a rather dramatic effect in improving progression-free survival, and the patients were fairly carefully selected. They may have minimal disease outside the liver, they may have the primary tumour in situ. So even despite the patients being fairly carefully selected, median age was 62, 63, the usual for trials that we tend to report in advanced disease, no survival advantage at all. So I've been terribly interested in regional chemotherapy since I was a kid working in Glasgow. In fact, I did one of the very early phase one trials of, at that stage, yttrium 90 linked to glass microbeads in the 1980s. So it's an area in which I've been truly interested in. I believe in the concept of regional delivery of cancer treatments, chemotherapy also with pharmacokinetic advantages. So disappointing and yet another chapter in the rather negative findings of regionally selectively delivered chemotherapy to the liver, that, you know, despite all the rationale for it, despite the theoretical advantages, they just haven't crystallized in any survival benefit. So I'm afraid that we cannot recommend the use of the yttrium 90 microspheres in conventional clinical practice. Waiting with bated breath, and it all fell a bit flat, really. But nevertheless, negative trials are terribly important, because only by coming together and doing this sort of work do we stop enthusiasts running ahead of themselves with treatments for which there is ultimately proven to be no value. Congratulations to the team for doing such a carefully well-executed study. And again, as always, I'd be very interested in any comments or anything you might care to post. If any of you disagree, and if you feel there are any other advantages, then please say so. Clearly, one hope might have been that there may have been downsizing of hepatic mets with the yttrium 90 that allowed greater or more aggressive surgical intervention. If that had been the case in large enough numbers, that would have reflected an overall survival. Anyway, tell me what you think. I'd be really interested. But for the time being, Medscapers, over and out. Thank you.